Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan that I do a great deal of hunting with, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Folks, it is Luke, and you know, occasionally I like to take a segment and just visit with all of you one-on-one, and this is one of those occasions. I want to tell you about a method that a Dutch kettle recipe, if you will, for making the best cobbler you've ever had outdoors. And then I want to mention to you the a family getaway down in Galveston this summer, catching a bunch of big fish, a shark trip. My old buddy Mike Williams, Captain Mike Williams, you can go online to galvestonsharkfishing.com and check out Mike's website there. But through the years, I followed Mike when he used to strictly tarpon fish, and he's fished more down on the upper Texas coast than any human alive. There's no doubt about that. But now he says the most popular vacation fishing trip for people is shark fishing. Kids, older people, you're not targeting 400-pound sharks. You're targeting, you know, you let a kid hook into a 20 to 30-pound black tip, they won't forget it. But it's a good family trip. So to learn more about that, I just thought this might be a good time to give you a heads up on planning a summer vacation. Just go online to galvestonsharkfishing.com and give Captain Mike a call. Now, you know, berries are in season right now. Dewberries are ripe. Blackberries will be ripening pretty quick. Probably another couple of weeks we'll have some blackberries. My old buddy Bob Hood, who was the late Bob Hood, he passed away about 4 years ago, Bob did, but he was the outdoor editor for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for 40-something years. He had a recipe, real easy, on Dutch kettle cobbler. Now, you can make this from canned peaches, but right now, if you can get out and find you some berries, or you can buy some berries if you like, frozen, but you can make cobbler out of any kind of, you know, peaches, any kind of berries, even blueberries, I guess. I've never done that. But take, a number 10 Dutch kettle. Now, a Dutch kettle has a recessed lid where you can put coals on the top and on the bottom. Now, here's a rule of thumb. A number 10 Dutch kettle, you use three more. Say you're using charcoal briquettes. Let's put 13 of them, three more than the number of the kettle. If it's a number 10, let's put 13 charcoal briquettes on top, and let's put 7 underneath it. Subtract 3 from 10. That's how many we go underneath it. If you put too many underneath it, you'll get too much hot heat directly to the bottom of that Dutch kettle. So 13 on the top is about right for number of charcoal briquettes, and about 7 or 8, depending on the wind and the weather. That's those factors you have to think about. Okay, take some unsalted butter and butter the bottom, grease the bottom of the inside, of course, of your Dutch kettle. Now, buy 2 pie shells frozen at the store. Put one of them down whole. Just lay it down in the bottom of that Dutch kettle after you've put butter on the inside there. Put it down on top of right down into the Dutch kettle. Now, say you're using 2 big cans of peaches. You want peach cobbler. Okay, drain most of the juice, majority of the juice out of those peaches. Dump them in there. Put about 2 cups of sugar in there with it. And then sprinkle a good bit of cinnamon, ground cinnamon, in there with it. Okay, now that's your filler there, your fruit, if you will. Now, take that other pie shell, lay it out, and just cut strips down it. You know, just, about 3/4 of an inch wide. Now, take those strips and lay them right on top of your peaches or your berries, whatever you've got. And then on top of, once you get them settled in there, sprinkle a little more sugar on top of it, on top of your dough, if you will, and sprinkle a little more cinnamon on there. And take some more of that unsalted butter, I would say 1/2 stick, and just slice it, you know, cut little 1/8-inch cuts or something like that, and just sprinkle, put them on top of everything. Now, okay, so you've got your charcoal going, your briquettes. Set that Dutch kettle Of course, you're cooking outside here. You can do this in the oven at about 350 degrees for 45 minutes, but we're talking outdoor cooking in a Dutch kettle. Put your seven charcoal briquettes that are already burning underneath the Dutch kettle and about 13 or so on top. Spread them around and give it about, don't touch it for about 50 minutes. Then take your lid lifter or a pair of pliers, whatever, I use a leather glove so I don't burn myself. Be very, very careful. Pull that lid up, take a look. If that dough is browned nicely, well, your cobbler is ready to go. And I'm going to tell you this, the fragrance of that fresh baked cobbler in a Dutch kettle outside, it'll get your guests coming back for more, I guarantee you. I thought it'd be a fun time for us to share this information. Occasionally in future shows, I'm going to give you a cooking recipe or something to, you know, all of us that like to hunt and fish also like to cook outdoors. Most of us do. So hopefully this will help you a little bit.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep East Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com. Or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Well, folks, that wraps our show up for this week. I want to thank all of our guests and all of you for listening. I want to remind you that you can go anytime to catfishradio.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this past week's show. You can check out my book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting. And if you want to contact me, you can do it right there through the website. You can email me through catfishradio.org. There's a huge catfish tournament coming up at Possum Kingdom Lake, the Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, October the 18th and 19th. So mark your calendar for that. There will be a $30,000 guaranteed first place prize. So this is going to draw a bunch of cat fishermen from all over. Folks, be safe in the outdoors this week and tune in this time next week. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.